1776 today.
Score one for the good guys. Pakistani army kills 22 Taliban near the Afghanistan border. As many as we can take out, or they can take out, I count as a win. Meanwhile, North Korea warns the U.S. and South Korea over border issues. There's nothing new there, but the threats are becoming a little bit louder. And what's up with the Pope, who suddenly silenced on the abuse that has now become crisis once again for the Catholic Church right at the start of Holy Week? And we're talking about the priest and mostly boys, but sometimes girls being molested and whatnot. I think that the church needs to embrace this and not be silent about it. It's not right that these priests aren't prosecuted. I'm sure some of you have some thoughts on that as well. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. As you can tell, we zig and zag all over the place. It's a plethora of what's happening across the nation and across our borders, too, all over the world. We like to call it water cooler buzz. If you want to join in the conversation, you know you're always welcome to throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. Before we jump into all of that, it was a surprise visit, and surprise means, you know what, it's on the QT. Nobody knows about it. Even the best media people with the best sources don't even know about it. So the president decided to pull a visit to Afghanistan. The first time, by the way, that he's been there as president to talk to the troops and to pat them on the back, thinking it was about time that he did that. Here's a little sliver of what he had to say.
And we also salute the members of the Afghan National Army who are fighting alongside all of you. They're risking their lives to protect their country. And as I told President Karzai today, the United States is a partner, but our intent is to make sure that the Afghans have the capacity to provide for their own security. That is core to our mission, and we are proud of the work that they are doing and the continuing increased capacity that we're seeing out of Afghan National Security Forces. So thank you very much for the great work you're doing to take responsibility for security here in your own country. And to the Afghan people, I want to say that I'm honored to be a guest in your country. Now, the Afghans have suffered for decades, decades of war, but we are here to help Afghans forge a hard-won peace while realizing the extraordinary potential of the Afghan people, Afghanistan's sons and daughters, from the soldiers and the police to the farmers and the young students. And we want to build a lasting partnership founded upon mutual interests and mutual respect. And I'm looking forward to returning to Afghanistan many times in the years to come.
So that looks like in the years to come, this isn't going to end anytime soon, certainly not during the first term of Obama's presidency, if he is going to get elected to a second term. Just for grins, it was a six-hour visit. I'm going to give you some more details. That happened under nightfall after Air Force One took that unannounced flight from the U.S. And Obama, pretty much there besides patting the troops on the back, stood by the decision to escalate, to continue and to have a surge of more troops that whole fight, and told the troops that were there that he's probably, you know, that he's tripling the numbers and that their victory is so important to our safety. You heard a little bit of what he was getting at from the top of that speech. That is about safety and the Taliban and accountability. He went on to say that he demanded accountability from the Afghanistan people, the authorities, really. Hamid Karzai, let's face it, everything trickles down from there, to make good on promises to improve living conditions for the people there so that you could rein in that corruption. We all know this. The literacy rate is about 90%, and the Taliban has been able to win over the people by giving them money, frankly, and having them do things like mine the opium fields. Can you imagine? So that was the whole idea, prevent people from joining the Taliban to kind of rap on the door of Karzai and rally the troops. There was about 2,500 on hand for that, and it's troops and civilians at Bagram Air Force Field, which is north of Kabul. And it was his first trip, as I mentioned, as president. The troop numbers, it's been rough, certainly, in the last couple of months as far as casualties, if we want to compare to the previous year and whatnot. And talked about not rescinding at all and to continue to fight. Now, the timing is, I have to admit, pretty good on this, because he comes to Kabul a couple days after that new audio message came out from Osama bin Laden. I mean, why do we have to keep hearing his messages over Al Jazeera? And he once again threatened the West, threatened the U.S. specifically. And we keep hearing the same thing. How many times in the last 8 years have you heard Osama bin Laden is believed to be hiding along the ungoverned border, somewhere in that horrible chaos between Afghanistan and Pakistan? Well, horrible chaos in the caves somewhere. You know, do we really think he's there, or do we think he's being guarded someplace else? I don't know. I'm putting my money on he's being guarded someplace else. So Obama pushed the whole Karzai thing and how this needs to be an important time in Afghanistan, and the cabinet has to battle corruption and cronyism. That's kind of a little nod to Karzai and his brother. Cronyism in the government. So, you know, we'll see what the reaction ultimately is on Obama's visit. But certainly for the troops, to have the commander-in-chief, I don't care who it is always a good thing. And a pop-in visit when they weren't expecting it, it has to boost morale. It has to boost morale. All right, we have some breaking news out of Moscow, and officials there are saying, and I don't know many more details, I'm just getting a little text, in fact, on this, that some kind of a blast ripped through the metro, and at least 25 people are dead. Now, there may be a second explosion as well, and you know, ultimately, how many are injured or all that kind of stuff. They're just trying to figure this out now. But two explosions hitting the subway system so far, and will somebody take credit for this or not? You know, that's usually what happens if it's some kind of a terrorist group. But there so far has not been anybody claiming responsibility for it, you know, whatsoever. Just that people are dead. They're looking for people who may have survived this, and it's the subway system that we're talking about there. The first blast had 14 people were in a train in the second car, and then another 11 people were on the platform at a station in central Moscow when this happened. And that's all we know at this point. Anything else we get, we will certainly fill you in on that. You know, more people, it's interesting in talking about Russia, more people, if they get the clearance, more people have gone to Russia in the past 10 years, I think, than ever from the United States, in making all kinds of different trips, whether it's to adopt kids or to just have a chance to go in and see Russia or on some other kind of humanitarian business. But I can't remember what the numbers are, but they are up pretty high. So far, no word on whether there were any Americans or others who weren't Russian folks that were part of the people who were killed. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9,
kinds, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pastures products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Or go to greenpasture.org today.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Just make your hands go.
Wow!
We know Easter is coming up around the bend, and the Pope wants nothing to do with talking about the abuses of the Catholic priests that have happened in so many different parishes and so many different places. And there's a story out of Minnesota that I think is interesting, and I think you will find interesting, folks. There's a guy named Jeff Anderson who has filed lots of lawsuits about sex abuse by priests and won tons of money for the clients, but he's done that, been there for a couple of decades. Now he's starting to get some publicity, rather, because he wants to bring his long crusade to nail these bad guys right to the Pope's doorstep, Pope Benedict himself. And he says he would love to question the Pope under oath. But here's the problem. The Pope is a head of state, so it's unlikely he will get that opportunity. But this lawyer has unearthed potentially even more evidence to take this scandal that has slammed lots of churches around the world and here in the United States, and put it right at their doorstep. The documents, which have become now kind of publicly known in this past week because of the New York Times, show that a Vatican office, ready for this, led by the Pope, then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger halted a church trial against a Wisconsin priest accused of molesting 200 boys at a school for the deaf. I mean, could you get lower? So if there is this trail that leads all the way to the top, then how can this just, this has got to be a huge, huge tipping point. And what happened is he happened to come across the documents when he was handling one of the lawsuits, and he wants to use the documents to push for a separate federal lawsuit against the Vatican. Do we have some applause? I got to say bravo to you. I don't usually say that about lawyers, but this lawyer, I'm giving you a big salute. I mean, look, since the 80s, he has sued thousands of Catholic priests and bishops and dioceses over allegations of sexual abuse by priests and other church leaders. He doesn't even know how much he's won, probably around $60 million. See, money's never going to make what's happened to those men go away, though. But bravo, at least something happened so they could feel the pinch. And here's what happened. He started, this was his crusade, his battle, the whole thing. Why? Because his own daughter told him, revealed that when she was 8 years old, she was molested by a therapist. Yeah. So the therapist, turns out, was a former Catholic priest. And this led him to what's now become his career of going after, I say, the bad guys. I don't understand the way the church has handled this and turning their back on what they call like indiscretions, which is sickening. It's not indiscretions by any stretch of the imagination. Now, the Vatican is defending one of their decisions, this Wisconsin decision, that saying that the case reached the Vatican in 96, 2 years before this priest died. And they say that he had repented in a letter to the cardinal, and that the case's statute of limitations had run out, and that the only reason this is being brought up is it's an effort to smear the Pope. Yeah, I'm going to say that the Vatican needs to come clean with this, because frankly, it doesn't sit right. Something, there's more to this story. Not a surprise, right? Jeff is listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. I'm just, not that I'm, I got a couple things I want to talk about real, but not excusing the people that did this, but it's just funny that they're trying to demonize the entire Catholic religion for the actions of some of these people.
Yeah, but let me ask you this question. Are you Catholic?
Yeah.
Well, see, and I grew up in a Catholic church, too. But the problem is, and you and I both know this, and there are great priests out there, absolutely, and all that. But and I don't think you should demonize the whole Catholic church.
Well, that's what the media is trying to portray. They're trying to portray that everyone in the
people. Oh, I don't think so. I think people that are bad in the media are trying to do that if they're not good at their job. But I think the problem is that the Catholic church covered it up for too long, so now it's like, ha-ha, we have you.
Yeah, but they think it was all the way up to the Pope and the last Pope and whatever, and
right.
I don't hear anything in the media about these madrasas in the U.S. that's teaching hate to these kids and all that stuff.
Oh, hey, I'm right there with you there. I mean, I agree. I think that they're, well, look, we've seen it. We've seen this with this crazy Jihad Jane and how people are flipping, and then what's happened in some mosque, and it's so, ooh, you can't ever say that, and how can you accuse
But it's okay to criticize the entire Catholic Church.
I agree with you there, absolutely.
But anyway, my comment
I agree.
Is, have you heard about these FBI militia raids?
Yes.
Kind of creepy.
I think it's kind of scary. Because
the question is, did they really do something, or is this the start of some crackdown? Because you really
here's the key. The FBI supposedly is saying that they have evidence. But what evidence? Because then it doesn't make sense. I mean, is it just a crackdown on, is this the whole crackdown on, okay.
Funny, then it starts till after all these so-called threats against congressmen.
Right. So is this a show of power and just trying to come up with a reason and infiltrating certain, we call them militias, versus...
Technically militias are legal under the Constitution.
Right, right, right. And so where's the hardcore evidence? And I don't want anyone's rights trampled on, and that's the problem.
I just hope this is not a sign of things coming down the road, because all this has started, conveniently started after the Tea Party protest, the conservative revival movement, and all this stuff, and now all of a sudden we hear about these raids.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that's not the case, because here's the thing, and I think you would agree with me on this, too. I think it's stupid to threaten the congressperson.
Oh, yeah, I agree completely.
I mean, that's causing problems that don't even happen.
That's another thing.
Right. But is this an excuse? You're right. Is this an excuse, though, to go after people who are openly protesting or are organizing, but organizing in a civil way and have the right to do so?
Yeah, now, I don't know. There are mixed messages in it saying this was some Christian militia group or some regular militia group or something like that that was raided.
What I heard was, when you say Christian or regular, I heard it was regular militia group.
Yeah, and the people being connected is the Michigan militia, and some of the official leaders from that group has come out and said that they are not involved.
Yeah, they arrested, seven people, and the raids were
in
three states. Yeah. And so right now, this is what's weird. We don't know much about
it. If it's three states and only seven people, it could be just a few people that were trying to do something that was using the cover of the militia.
It could be, because one of the groups on their website, remember they said they were preparing for the end of times to keep the testimony.
Yeah, preparing doesn't mean they're going to go out and do something.
No. Absolutely, because what could you write on your website? What could I write on my website?
Yeah. So I'm thinking it's seven people that might have done something that was just associated with these groups.
Right, right. Well, here's one of the things that I found out, is that what the one group is saying is that all they were talking about is helping the people in the community if there was any kind of an emergency, in times of emergency, and it had nothing to do with anything else. And the one thing we know, too, is this isn't related to any terrorist plot or whatnot, but the suspects weren't planning attacks against the government, and the raids weren't related to any threats against Congress. That's what's so weird about this. You're right. I mean, you know, where is the line? The FBI is not really giving any details. I couldn't find any details. I made a quick call to somebody locally, and they say it's sealed and couldn't get very many details other than what we've just been talking about. In fact, I'll give you some more on the flip side. Stay with us, everyone.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
I like to see you right across.
A couple of different things that we're perusing here for your entertainment. No, sadly, not your entertainment. I guess your information and getting your 2 cents, your thoughts, whatever. The buzz, the sad buzz over the sick priests who have molested so many kids and so many dioceses across the U.S. and other places over the years. But, you know, Jeff was quick to say, and I understand this, that he feels like the media is trying to slam the Catholic Church and, you know, that throw everybody into the same bag, that they're all bad. See, I got to say, and I already did, bravo to the attorney who was going after the Vatican. Why? Because, look, his own daughter was molested by somebody who was a priest, and he has helped so many people who have definitely been molested in the past and gotten them results. This has been his life's work. He's a for real guy, and it's affected his family. In this case of the priest and the death boys is just, I mean, it just kills you when you hear this, that this priest is accused of molesting 200 boys at a school for the deaf, and they covered it up. I mean, Jeff, from one Catholic to another, even you can, that is just atrocious. So, do I agree that there are some that would just smear this all up and say, oh, let's just pound the Catholics? But, I mean, come on. This is clearly abusive of the church and was covered up. So how far did the cover-up go? I think good for him if he's going to figure out or try to figure out, connect the dots and see how far he can go up the chain to see who knew what. I mean, hey. Then the other thing we're talking about is the arrest after the raids in the three different states, if you haven't heard about it. The arrests were in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. I heard that one of the groups, at least, wasn't Christian militia, but then now they're saying that they are Christian militia group. What is a Christian militia group? Because one of them put on the website that they're preparing for the end of times battle to keep the testimony of Jesus Christ alive. That's what the website said. The FBI isn't really releasing very much information whatsoever. There is no terrorist plot. The people in question are saying or have released a statement, at least one of them has, that they weren't planning any kind of violence about anything, only to say that they were available to help people should something happen in the community, and that's all that group is about. In fact, one of the groups is saying that they've been harassed before in the past, but they've had an issue with federal firearm regulators, and you know, so there's some confusion as to why they were government targets and what they, you know, what they're getting nailed for here, for things that were said on the website, for something else that they found that was planned. But definitely, one thing the FBI has said, it was unrelated to the threats against members of Congress. Unrelated across the board. All right, let's take a few here on ATN. Hope you had a good weekend, by the way. I'll throw that in. Tom in Missouri, your shot. Hello.
How you doing, Kate? I was just listening to what you were talking about. A lot of these things have got a pretty much a common connecting thread. You're talking about priests molesting altar boys or whatever, and then you also talk about the militia, and the FBI is saying that it's unrelated to the death threats against certain members of Congress. I believe a lot of that was just to appease members of Congress, just to show them that they were just trying to do something. But to be honest with you, I think that the FBI really needs to probably focus on other things, because these people don't really constitute a danger or a threat to America or to the United States government. But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is that if they keep on doing stuff like that, eventually what's going to wind up happening is you're going to have militia groups that are going to be targeting federal law enforcement. And that's not exactly a very good thing, because here's the downside of that. That could very easily put us into a position where you get the White House declaring martial law.
Yeah.
And that could be a very frightening thing.
Oh, no, that could be. It would be a frightening thing, yeah.
It would be. And the thing is, it's very counterproductive, because I've known a few people in federal law enforcement, and I've even known a few people that were militia groups. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about two groups of peoples that live lives that are very productive people. They're law-abiding people, very decent people. They pay their taxes and so forth and so on. And I get the distinct feeling that you have a force of evil that is trying to get people to feed off of one another and to kill each other off. And that's very counterproductive. I think what we need to do is reassess where our priorities are and who the real enemy is. I mean, you have to look at the source of the problem. And I think that what we need to be doing, and I think the FBI needs to be doing this too, they need to be looking at members of Congress to find out what kind of laws they've been breaking that would constitute treason. And I believe that if you get a new Congress getting elected, and ultimately a new president in the White House, this stuff needs to be continuously looked at, and even past members of Congress, their actions and their voting record needs to be made as Exhibit A in a court of law, and you need to be going after these people for acts of treason, because what they're doing is highly conducive to bringing about one world government or a new world order, if you could literally show that kind of a conspiracy, or you could connect the dots, they need to go ahead and prosecute these people, especially from the financial end, when they're literally trying to constantly be spending us into oblivion.
Yeah.
And this is what's going to bring about our downfall and the downfall of our economy, and quite literally making it conducive to having other countries around the world become more preeminent, and then they wind up coming in and they want to start taking over pieces of America.
Well said on that point. Thank you for the phone call. What I totally agree with you there. What we really have to worry about is the financial sector, which was my problem with healthcare. I said this all the time, these guesstimates. Dude, I think there needed to be reform. Was I concerned about the baby boomer generation getting older? What would happen with insurance premiums? All those things, we all agreed on that. But the problem is, it's just another example of throwing more good money after bad money. And the problem with that is we are so underwater at this point. Can somebody tell me when do we have a balanced budget? Are we not bleeding all the coffers dry? And he's absolutely right. It sets us up to be incredibly weak. Remember, there was conversation, which I think was scary, and I'm surprised more people didn't talk about it. But the idea of changing currency or having one currency was thrown out there by the Chinese. You know, so much goes by the dollar. And imagine if that happened, what that would do to us ultimately in the future. And who holds our debt? Of course, the Chinese has the chunk of the debt. So, yes, if there is a collapse of the American economy and basically the erasing of the middle class, be very, very concerned, my friends. Tom is right on that count. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hello.
Hi, Kate. Have you ever met or hung out with Ann Coulter?
I haven't.
Left Canada. Yeah, she just made about 15 million Canadians big fans of hers. She was in University of Ottawa, which is our capital city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
She was up there, and they kicked her out. You know, they're really bragging about tolerance and diversity, right? That's our big thing. Canada has no culture. Well, I'm a proud Canadian, but the left keeps saying that our culture is tolerance and diversity. So Ann Coulter came up there to give a speech. You heard about that, eh?
I did hear about that, yeah.
Yeah, and so tolerance and diversity. So there was absolutely no tolerance of her opinion. Her opinion is different than the left-wing opinion. Of about 40% of Canadians are left-wingers, and 40% are right-wingers, and 20% are beer drinkers. They don't care about politics. So, but basically, you know, does that sound like tolerance and diversity to tell somebody that they can't even talk? No, there's no tolerance and diversity. You know,
no, but let me ask you this. Then, if they knew that was going to be the reaction, why did they even have her up there in the first place?
Well,
did they know that?
I'm not sure who invited her, whether it was the university or whether it was just somebody that there was a right-wing lawyer from a Jewish lawyer from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Right.
He invited her up here, and I'm not sure whether the university sponsored her. But, you know, the left's idea of diversity is you have one left-winger arguing with somebody who is even more left-wing. We don't have PBS or National Public Radio up here. We've got something called the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, which is owned and operated by the government, and which is basically the propaganda wing of the Liberal Party. It's a liberal propaganda network. And it's funded by it costs $3 million a day. And their idea of diversity is having three left-wingers, each one more left-wing than the other, arguing with each other. That's their idea of diversity. But, you know, have you ever met Ann Coulter?
I said that, yeah, I have met Ann.
Oh, you have met her, yeah. Well, if you ever, if you hang out with her, next time you hang out with her, tell her to come back to Canada. Tell her to apply for it. Have you ever been to Canada yourself?
I've been to Canada many times, yes.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, we need more guys like you up here, Americans coming up here to tune us in, because, you know, Canada is a great country, but just because you criticize it doesn't mean that you hate it. You know, people criticize their country because they want to improve it, right?
Right. I say that's one of the best things about the United States, Al,
it's called
freedom
of speech.
That's right. Absolutely. Thanks, Al. It's called freedom of speech, and that's what we're screaming about all the time when you have people that are pushing, like Ed Schultz. Have you heard of him? He's on MSNBC. He's pushing for the fairness doctrine, which would be a disaster, which would then spell out who gets to do talk radio, for example. In fact, we'll pick this up on the flip side.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Talking about Ann Coulter in a recent visit to Canada and saying that she took a lot of abuse for her point of view and basically was told to get out. Trust me, Ann Coulter, hey, Al, she's definitely somebody who knows how to make a buck off of controversial situations. She'd be the first person to tell you that. So she probably knew, in fact, that she was heading in to a territory where she wouldn't be welcome, that it wasn't a conservative area, but I'm just curious as to why the invite in the first place. But what it brought up and what's worth throwing out here in these airwaves across the country to every nook and cranny is every single time you turn on a radio station, you hear somebody like me or somebody else, and you don't like us or you like us or you could care less either way, the great thing is you have the power to choose, to pick what you want to hear. And we have freedom of speech, and all of us can enjoy the fact that we have freedom of speech. We don't live in Venezuela where Hugo Chavez is on the airwaves whenever he feels like being in and is pumping out his propaganda, or in China where there's a little hum in the back of your head. In fact, there's a speaker that pumps out whatever propaganda they want. That's in your living room. It's the same thing in North Korea. So you get to hear all sides of everything, whether you think it's, you know, trash, you don't like it, you like it, whatever, doesn't matter. And you get to express your own opinions. How great is that? And since I grew up with freedom of speech, I can't imagine anything else but being able to give my opinion, being able to not be afraid to speak up if, on anything, wherever I am and whatever it is that we're talking about. So there's a thing called the Fairness Doctrine that was buried, and I don't think Obama would ever sign it into law. In fact, he said he wouldn't, and he'd be crazy if he did. But there's now this push by a progressive named Ed Schultz. I happened to catch this on one of his MSNBC rants, and he was talking about, and I think it's because of Rush Limbaugh and stuff that he's been saying on the show lately, but he's talking about the fact that what has to happen is we need to bring back the Fairness Doctrine, and then this way you could get rid of what he is saying is right-wing radio, and you could put out other shows, basically more liberal shows. See, here's the thing that's wrong with that, though, Ed. There was Air America, and there certainly are progressives that are successful, and there are people that are liberal that are successful, and there's all kinds of talk shows, middle of the road, don't brand me kind of shows, whatever, that you can peruse through. The idea is somebody has to listen. If they don't listen, it doesn't survive, because why didn't Air America survive? Why wasn't that a successful network? That would be the answer to what he's calling right-wing radio. But I think it's so dangerous, and I'm so surprised that somebody in the media who finally is, because he's successful, he's had some success, came, I want to say North Dakota, somewhere like that, was pushing away on his show, was out there, got a little syndication, ended up on the tube. But the fact that he wants to bring back the Fairness Doctrine is a big mistake, big mistake. The idea that you would squash freedom of speech, and that's what you would do if you had that in the radio game. And I don't think the people of America would like it too well. How would you like it if you were spoon-fed everything and you had no choice? I mean, this is the way it is. Here's what you're going to have on your radio station. I know you wouldn't like it. That's why we have choice. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy. Izzy, are you with us?
It's on Friday night.
Say that. I'm sorry. Say that again. I lost that first part of you.
You have to quit taking Friday night off.
Wow.
This is like, sorry. Okay, I tune in. I'm like, oh, yeah, she's off. Anyway, I want to comment on the militia issue for one thing. Many years ago, back when I was still in law enforcement, I had been undercover. I won't get into all the details, but a lot of the militia groups are really decent folks. They're not as bad as what Southern Poverty Law Center likes to make them out. And this group being arrested now and investigated is part of the Herdery clan or family, whatever you want to call it. But it's like the Adrian Christian Church. And I have followed the militias over the years because most of them are pretty innocuous. Like Christian Identity was a radical group, a lot of superfluous, you know, blah, blah, blah rhetoric. And a lot of them went to jail. However, this newest group, I think, because they make comments, is not a reason to go in and arrest them. And I'm a little angry about this big display of all these arrests simply because they haven't done anything yet. And we have a lot of militia groups in this country, but most of them truly are not Christian radicals. But for some reason, the media likes to attach the word Christian to all of these militia groups, which is so far from the truth, it's not even funny. Now, most are good Christians. However, they do not espouse that that's the reason why they're acting out bad behavior.
Right.
But when Hardy comes to Hardy, if this country is ever seriously attacked, you better believe some of those militia groups are gone to help save this country. I guarantee it, because they're very well armed, a lot of them. They're very well armed. They know how to make bullets. They know how to make guns. I mean, they've trained themselves. They're basically survivalists. I mean, we can go back and look at Randy Weaver and that mess.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just nothing more than a separatist minding his own business.
Right.
Very sad mess. And on the Catholic priest, I'm so sick of that issue, and I'm so sick, and I am Catholic. Maybe for about two more weeks. I was raised Catholic, but I'm so sick of the church covering up for those priests that are committing these heinous crimes.
Yeah.
I'm just very, very angry about it. And, when we had the last big influx of all of these reports, 8 years ago or so, it was like, shh, let's not talk about it. It'll go away. I was so mad. I was spitting mad then. I went to my priest. I said, do something. Say something. You cannot stand up here and not say anything.
I agree.
They need to condemn it. I mean, our individual parish priests need to condemn the actions of these priests that are committing these violent and ugly acts. That's just my two cents on
it. No, I agree. I agree with everything you said, Izzy, tonight. Great phone call. I mean, she's absolutely right, folks. I don't understand it. I don't understand. Well, I do. But it's the power, the corruption, the whole thing. So, woof, turn a blind eye. He's a priest. The damage done, irreparable damage to how many people, it's ridiculous numbers. And it's sickening to think that a priest, in Wisconsin, what he did with the Death Boys. I mean, really. So what possible defense do they have? And the answer is it's the same as even those that can talk because of their age and their innocence and everything else. They're afraid to say anything. It's just awful. And it's a cover-up and it's the worst abuse. Not that we think, hey, this is what I'm saying, the Vatican. They have their own laws, their own thing. He's the head of state. It's separate. They have Vatican police. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. But it's just not right, and it really makes the Catholic Church look like a bunch of phonies. That's what it does. Hey, it's the same thing when you want to attack any kind of Christian group. Well, you're preaching this and this and this and this. You're telling everybody they need to do this and this and this and this. And yet, this is what the people who are in charge of the flock are doing, and they're allowed to just be moved to another parish because that's what happened. I mean, why weren't they prosecuted? They should have been excommunicated and prosecuted. If there was definite evidence and then they were pursued and prosecuted, then I'm sorry, that would have been the right way to go. That's what should have happened there. And she's right about the militia thing. Although I just got a, didn't you love it? Didn't you love modern technology? I just got a text from an ex-FBI guy I know, and he's saying that in this militia situation, that what they're going to do is they're going to reveal the charges for sure on Monday because they've got a federal court hearing, so we'll know what they're being charged with in those three raids, the Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana deal, because I couldn't find any kind of evidence. They weren't planning anything, all this sort of stuff. So what exactly is it that they're going to be charged with, the seven who were picked up? Just remember, to finish off the free speech thing, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Anytime you want to, you can express your opinions right here on America Tonight.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!